And this church has a small but very evangelical following in Australia. But in recent months there's been a split. A group of members have broken away and publicly expressed concern about the massive amounts of money given by members that then disappears into the coffers of the church. Michael Daly prepared this report on the dissident former followers of Garner Ted Armstrong.
What did life in the church mean?
Well, it meant isolation from most of your relatives and your former friends. You ended up losing them one by one because you wouldn't talk to them about various subjects. We were under a lot of psychological pressure from the church not to discuss various things. We couldn't reveal why we wouldn't go to doctors, why we wouldn't do various different things that normal people do.
They believe in the holy days, which are equivalent to the Jewish feast days. They believe in the keeping of the Sabbath, and they believe in paying a tithe, which is one-tenth of your income. And they also believe, interestingly, in the millennium here on Earth, that is a utopia that is going to come on this Earth after World War III, which the Church believes and preaches is inevitable because of man's inability to solve his present problems.
Well, here we are today. All the signs are there. The overtures of a nuclear bomb World War III are so obvious to us we can wrap them up and put them in our pipes and smoke them. But nobody pays attention to it, and the clergy in general is not lifting up a voice of alarm. But it says here in the book of Ezekiel in the 33rd chapter, if when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet and takes not warning. Remember how it said in Isaiah 58, lift up your voice like a trumpet?
And you become very dedicated to the church?
Oh, yes, 100%. I believed in it wholeheartedly. I thought everything that they said and did was right. And, for many years, I went without, and my kids went without because we thought that it was the right thing to do, and we suffered a great deal. Went through, you know, a lot of times when the children didn't have very much to wear. They just used clothing all the time.
The church probably has a turnover in the vicinity of $60 to $70 million US a year worldwide. Now, in Australia here, the membership's about 5,000.
What does tithing mean?
Well, that's paying a tenth of your income. But there's not just one tenth either. There's the second tenth, which you're supposed to save to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And you had to use that money yourself. And any money that was left over after you'd kept the Feast of Tabernacles had to be sent into headquarters as well. That was supposedly to be distributed among the poor people.
Where does that money go? What's it used for?
Well, that money goes to Burley Heads.
Oh, they have beautiful thick carpets and paintings on the walls. And all of the walls are all special imported timbers from various parts of the world. The beams and everything. And it's all so the most expensive brick that they've brought in from all over the place.
The church member doesn't really have any idea really how much money is involved because he doesn't get a balance sheet at the end of the year.
What did that mean to you in day-to-day living?
We just couldn't keep up because there was more money being going to the church on tithing than what we had to live on for food and electricity and all of the various things.
What did that mean in weekly or fortnightly terms?
About $70 a fortnight.
Michael Daly reporting, and as Garner Ted Armstrong says, whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet, it's going to cost you 10%. Sad, isn't it, that religions have to put, some religions have to put the price on getting closer to God, 10%, Garner Ted Armstrong.